Settling into being here. Taking good care of your posture in all the usual ways. Head evenly balanced on the neck, with the eyes softened downwards, closed or open. Spine upright and dignified, but not stiff. Rolling the shoulders to help us with that and open the chest and heart area. Bottom evenly balanced in the chair or cushion, and feet flat to the floor, given that we're in chairs here. Connecting with the body sitting, the sounds coming and going, knowing the breath, and setting intentions for practice in your own words, some expression of practicing being here as we are with things as they are, whether pleasant or unpleasant. Knowing our experience as it is, and bringing measures of goodwill, of kindness, of a friendliness to our experiences. In your own words, what brings you here? And today we're going to do a kind of body scan, a sweeping of the body. And we'll start at the top of the head, and I'll lead you all the way through, down to the toes. And then give you time to sweep upwards. And during that phase, I'll be fairly silent. So, letting go of a sense of the breath, letting it just hang out in the background, and bringing attention now to the scalp, the top of the head. Opening to whatever sensations are there as they are, maybe no experience, and that's your experience to be aware of. Maybe there's pressure or pulsation, coolness or warmth. Tension. And letting the awareness move through the back of the scalp. And into the back of the neck. Feeling now the sides of the head. And the ears. And checking in briefly with the experience of hearing. And then letting attention come to the forehead. Opening to whatever is here. And doing our best to open to whatever may be difficult. Difficult sensations. the thoughts that move through the mind, the emotions, pushing nothing away. And returning to body experiences whenever the attention wanders, yet doing it in such a way that you're not pushing away the other experiences, the thoughts and the emotions or sounds. Letting them register. Bringing attention into the eyes and all around the eyes, the muscles there. Can we open with interest to any experiences in the body that are unsatisfactory? Or we might even call them uncomfortable. Just recognizing these experiences. Ah, yes. Yeah, here's a piece of suffering. Without getting caught up in a story, just feeling the experience as it's moving through the body. Noticing the nose and the passage of air here. Feeling the cheeks, the jaw, cheekbones. Down to the chin. Bringing attention to the mouth, the lips, the tongue. Feeling the palate. And into the throat. And back up again inside the mouth, feeling the teeth and the gums. And now dropping our awareness into the neck, aware of the front of the neck with the throat, opening with interest to whatever you find here. Perhaps noticing when we open with interest to whatever's here and don't push it away, that compassion naturally happens. And so if compassion is not happening for you, then there may be some closing, some tightening, some contraction, some aversion, some clinging to things being other than how they are, and you can open to that. Experience that, and you're already back here with things as they are. And compassion has a chance to flower. From the throat, front of the neck, let's go into the chest and heart area. And then moving awareness through the chest to the back and feeling again the back of the neck and into the shoulders, the muscles of the shoulders. Remembering that discomfort happens in every human body. Back of the neck and shoulders is a very popular area for discomfort. When we open to our own discomfort, we open to the discomfort of the world, and we're connected. Letting the attention go into the shoulder blades, in the middle of the spine, upper back region. And then over to the sides and into the armpits. And into the shoulder joints. And then letting the awareness move down both arms, the upper arms, and the elbows, and into the forearms. Bringing attention back to the body whenever it wanders, yet also letting it register where it wandered to. Whatever thoughts and feelings come up as a result of causes and conditions. They're not mistakes. We can just gently acknowledge them. Let them gently be, come back to body, and bringing attention into the hands, backs of the hands, palms, and the fingers. Opening to what's here, just as it is, whether pleasant or unpleasant. And if an experience is pleasant, you might notice that and how it too changes, maybe becomes neutral, maybe becomes unpleasant, or another sensation that's unpleasant. As we bring attention to it, it too can change. Shift into neutral or shift into actually pleasant. And we can notice too how neutral experiences, we can hardly notice them, and we can deepen our attention into the neutral. and see what happens there. Being with the life of the body as it is. Noticing its changing nature. Letting go of the hands now and coming to the belly. And moving the attention through the belly to the back, beginning at the mid-back region, and feeling the ribs and spine and the muscles. And down the back, lower ribs. Into the waist. Down into the lower spine, the lumbar spine and the sacrum. All areas where we can be quite contracted, and it may be very much a part of resisting the flow of life that's here. Or not. It may simply be the natural discomforts of the body. Can you notice the changing nature of whatever you find? And then feeling the remainder of the pelvic region towards the front of the body, aware of the bladder and the bones of the pelvis, the hip joints, the genitals, the buttocks. And letting attention travel into the thighs. And into the knees. And down into the lower legs, shins, calves, ankles. Pushing no experience away, opening to them. And yet not making them more than they are, not adding extra with storytelling. And if you do that, to simply notice it as a kind of clinging to things being other than how they are. And then down into the feet, feeling the tops of the feet. And the bottoms of the feet. And into the toes. And now, as you wish, sweeping the awareness upward through the body. We have about 5 more minutes in the practice, so you can gauge yourself with that if you want to be sure to do a full sweep. So in silence, sweeping upward through the body, starting at the toes. And if you haven't finished sweeping upwards through the body, I encourage you to practice beyond the ringing of the bells and finish your sweep, opening to whatever is here, just as it is. Curious about what happens when we open to the life of the body just as it is. What happens?